It all starts right here, today, right now. I want all of you to claim it. What do you want in 2024? What are you claiming? Something that's so much bigger than you, and something that's so much bigger than any dollar amount.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life. The six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
I am so excited to be here with you today and just really have this important conversation about what it looks like and what it means to build a business that is not just a side hustle, that is not just safe or what you know is possible, but really building a business that changes lives and changes the trajectory of your family generationally. And I know if you are here, that you have big goals and dreams, and it's so much bigger than just you. You have this vision. You want to give your kids a beautiful life, but you're also thinking their kids, like all the way down the line. And we really here today, right now, have the ability to do that. And I'm so excited to share with you my own journey, some of my students' journeys, and just really kind of paint the picture of what is possible and what I know to be true for you. If you are here today, I know this to be true, that you have a big vision, you have a big heart, you have this desire to change your life, to change your children's lives, but also down the line, like the ability to really create a family tree, like a generational family tree of what's possible. Because as moms, we all know this, when we step into our best, most empowered lives, our kids watch, right? They notice everything. Have you found that to be true? It's like you're working out and suddenly you look over and your toddler's like lifting weights or doing push-ups or doing a yoga pose too. Our kids are watching everything. And so this, I just think, is the most beautiful, profound opportunity that it's not just something cute or like, hey, this would be fun, but like really, it is our duty to live as moms, to live our best lives, our most fulfilled, empowered lives, because our kids are watching everything. And we show them what's possible when we go all in, when we say yes to our dream life, our dream business, the impact, the person that we know we are meant to be. So I'm really excited to be here with you today. We are talking all things going from a side hustle mindset, identity, income, to a legacy making business, income, identity, all of that. And to paint the picture, you guys, like it's literally insane what can happen in 1 year when you make this shift. To give you an idea of what that looks like, at this time last year, I earned $70 last December. And I had been working, you know, what I thought was all in. And then I realized, okay, like made some big shifts. And in 1 year now, my business hit 250K cash in 1 year. In 2024, I'm 100% confident that we are going to hit our first seven figures cash, probably more than that. And I've been very strategic and very intentional this year in building that generational legacy making business for my family. And what I want you to know is that this is so possible for you. It's not just possible, it's doable, and it's going to happen if you decide, commit, and claim it today. If you claim that and commit to it today, at this time next year, we will all be here together right now celebrating your multi six-figure business. So are you claiming it today? Say yes if you are. This is it. We are coming back here this time next year, and we're going to be celebrating all of us. We're going to be celebrating you. We're going to be celebrating your children. We're going to be celebrating the fact that you are going to have your children's children college paid for before they're even born. How beautiful is that? This is so much bigger than us. So first of all, to really paint the picture of what this looks like before we, you know, get into the strategy and having this happen in real life, it starts with you and it starts inside. And to paint the picture of what I mean by this, everything starts in our mind first, before it's a reality, claiming it in our mind. And if you think about the house that you're sitting in right now, or wherever you're at, if you're in a coffee shop, before that coffee shop or that house was built, it was an idea in someone's mind. Someone planned it out. Someone made the blueprints. Someone really sat and visualized, like, how do I want this house to look? How do I want this house to feel? And then they started making plans. They drew a blueprint. They gathered building materials. They probably hired a contractor. They hired someone to put up the framing and purchase the couch that or the chair that you're sitting on. So what I want you to get out of that is that the dream business and the dream life that you see, it was possible for you, that you want to bring to form, it starts right here in your mind, visualizing, picturing, what do you want it to look like? What do you want it to feel like? And not just a cute little shack or like a shed. Like, you want to live in the house of your dreams. You want to be sitting in this bougie, vibey coffee shop where it's like you just sit there and you absorb the energy, right? And that's the type of business that you want to build too. Like, you are not building a side hustle. A side hustle does not change the generational impact of your kids, your kids' kids. So really give yourself permission to dream generationally and reverse engineer, work backwards from, you know, where do you want to go? What do you want to create? And close your eyes and sit with it. It's this five senses experience. I call it the emotional signature. And it's the five senses, like, what do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? And let that just really drive your body intrinsically. It's so much more powerful than external motivation. External motivation is what happens when they're like, okay, January 1st, I'm going to start a new workout plan. And I'm going to get up every single day at 6 a.m. And the first 3 days is amazing. And then day four, that the alarm clock goes off and you're like, F that. Like, dude, no way. I'm staying in bed. My warm bed is so much more cozy. But when you have that emotional signature, when you are intrinsically motivated, when it's something so much bigger than you, they always talk about, like, sell the future, not the features. And so that's really what you want to do, is sell your mind and your body on the future, not the features. The features would be, you know, like, I'm going to have a 250K business in 1 year. That's cool. But, like, what does that really mean? So what's going to really get you going and shift from the side hustle energy identity mindset is really, like, claiming the bigness and the vastness of it, and not just the dollars. Like, the dollars, whatever, it's literally a piece of paper or a piece of metal or gold. It's what will it do for you and your family? And let it just absorb and integrate and calibrate into your body and your brain, and then really attune to that. Build the blueprints, hire the experts that will help you get there, and commit every day to taking that action, but leading with this grander vision, this bigger purpose, where it's not just about you, it's about your family generationally. And then it's like envisioning the transformational impact of what that looks like and what that means. And then the next thing too is to stop playing small with what you really want. If you want to have a seven-figure business, stop settling for a four-figure business. And the thing is that seven-figure business or six figures, whatever it is, you move very differently than if you were building a business to earn $1,000 a month. And that was one of the biggest shifts that I had to make in my journey of going from, you know, 2022, I earned $132 total in my business, total. 2023, $250K cash. And we're just getting started. But that was one of the biggest shifts that I had to make, to go from side hustle income to generational legacy making income. And it's just going to keep growing, was really thinking strategically, like, this is what I want. I don't desire $1,000 a month business. I want the kind of business where I make more than I made in my first year entirely out of college, and calibrating to that. So there's a statistic. I think it's like 2 to 4%. Is like, when you think about, like, what do you really want? Most people only ask for and claim 2 to 4% of what they really want. Are we scared of being too big? Are we scared of wanting too much? Are we afraid that if we dream too big, we're going to let ourselves down? But when you put the kibosh, when you dampen down what you really want, you're actually shutting down your life's path, your life purpose. And it's like putting a wall up in front of what is possible for you. And so to really calibrate and claim that legacy making business that you want, you have to go all in on your dreams and what you actually want. Stop making it smaller. Stop being scared of being too big. Stop being scared that, you know, someone's gonna be like, well, who is she? Or for you, like choosing the narrative in your head of who am I to want this? Can I really do this? I will tell you, if that desire is in your heart, it is there for a reason. It's one of your truths. You would not have that desire in your body if it was not meant for you. And some of the most powerful things is just to see, you know, it's possible because you see other people doing it. And for me, that was a huge part of my journey too. I never even knew that it was possible to earn 50K cash in 1 month until I saw other people doing it. And until I saw other people talking about it. That's the other thing too. I will never, ever stop talking about the money that I'm making. And like we said, it's not about the dollars or like the pieces of the coins. It's about the impact of that. And I will never stop talking about it because I know when I was getting started in my journey, the only reason that I knew it was possible was because I saw other people talking about it and it lit this fire and this desire in me. And I'm like, I literally can't unsee it. Like if she's doing it, I can, of course I can. Then it happened in a year because I was like, I'm going to do it. It's like that house blueprint. You have the idea, you build the blueprint, and then you start constructing. You do what you need to do to make it happen. So really upgrading your dreams and your desires. And, you know, if you have side hustle dreams, which is amazing too, like never negating that. But like, I am here for the moms that have these big dreams and desires and want to not just create a business that's going to impact their family's life in this lifetime, but generationally. And so to really think is like, okay, what are your goals? If they are $1,000 a month, absolutely amazing. But if you're going to upgrade, like if you want that generational legacy business, you have to upgrade your dreams and it has to start here before it happens in real life and then really claiming that. And the other thing to know too, it's so natural and so normal to have those thoughts where it's like, but who am I? And I can't do this. I've never done this before. What in the world? Have the, you know, the doubt, the fears, the imposter syndrome. The people who have billion-dollar businesses, they all have imposter syndrome too. But the power there is really choosing which truths and which thoughts you want to believe. Your thoughts are just that. They're a thought. It doesn't mean that it's the truth about you. And so that is also one of the things that I've gotten really good at this year is being very mindful of the narrative in my head and choosing which thoughts I actually want to believe. And if I do have thoughts that are not in alignment with where I want to go, you know, say, okay, I see that, I feel that, but I'm choosing a different thought to be true for me and really aligning with the forward-facing identity and statements. I am are two of the most powerful words that you can ever say and you can ever think. And so, you know, write it down right now and put it here is who are you aligning to? Who are you calibrating to? What is your I am statement for 2024? I am a seven-figure business owner. Who are you? Write it down, share it, because that is the most powerful. Like when you do have those thoughts where it's like, who am I to do this? You can choose. I am this person. And that it's almost like going back to the emotional signature, like it wires subconsciously this identity into your body and you will instinctively show up as that person. So know that you don't have to believe all of the thoughts that you think, you really intentionally get to choose which ones you want to be true for you. And it's totally normal to have the doubt and the fear. And that is, I mean, it's actually a biological response that we have in our bodies because our conscious mind is 5% of that dictates how we show up throughout our day. Our subconscious mind, what we're not even aware of, are automatic instinctive reactions. That's 95% of how we show up. And so you have to be super mindful of that internal dialogue, because if you're not, it's going to be the reptile brain that really takes over and keeps you safe. It's like the analogy that I think of. This is from the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Really, really good. Highly recommend. But he talks about how our brains have this threshold of safety. And it's like caveman style, you know, you're walking through, like our brains are still wired where if we're walking through the woods and it's this fear of anything that's unsafe, this woolly mammoth is going to jump out at us. So anything outside of our comfort zones signals this biological reaction that it's unsafe. And it's like uses this visual, like boiling water. Anytime you're out of your comfort zone, it feels like boiling water. And our automatic reaction is to go back where it doesn't feel boiling. But when you have that awareness of anytime I do something new, anytime I claim something new, it's going to feel uncomfortable. And that's okay. And you can really just lean into that, because that is where your next level of growth is going to be. So the next thing, shifting from side hustle to legacy business, is really adopting that CEO mindset. And I want you to think of it like this, is when you see the people that you are most drawn to, that are the most magnetic, that make you pay attention the most, they have this level of, I don't really give an F. Like, I am all in on what I'm doing. I'm wildly passionate about it. And I'm going to share it with the world because I'm so excited. And those are the people that you pay attention to. And you're like, what kind of freaking Kool-Aid are they drinking? But also you can't look away and you're like, what are they going to do next? And so for you, it's really stepping into being that person. And going back to what we just talked about is when you build that emotional signature and you're really in a tune where it's not just about you, it's so much bigger. That's when that level of drinking the Kool-Aid comes in, where you're just like, I'm all in on life. This is so fun. So really stepping into that identity for you. And it's a lot easier when you do have that bigger mission and vision of where you're going and what you're doing and what you want to do it for. And, you know, another example of that kind of building in your emotional signature. So one of the big things for this immediate year, what we're doing with Business Profits, is building a mini farm on our property. And I'm so freaking excited. And my emotional signature is literally, I can close my eyes. I can hear my girls giggling and bouncing on the backs of horses. I can like feel, like literally feel the warm chicken eggs in my hand as I pick them up out of the chicken coop. And so for you, it's like that. Like, can you build this emotional signature? If you close your eyes, it's almost like you're living in it. And that is what intrinsically drives you. And then it's a lot easier to step into like who you need to be to make that happen. So another thing is too, like building VA businesses, shifting from just being a freelancer to being the founder of your company and your brand and your mission and your vision. So shifting from, I'm just someone that helps other people's businesses, to like, I am running a freaking company. And who do I need to be to make that happen? What do I need to do? How do we need to set my business up? Because the thing is, just like we talked about with the house that you're sitting in started as an idea in someone's mind. So everything that you need to build your legacy making business is already inside you right now. And it starts inside you before it becomes something tangible in the real world. And then another thing that's really important to focus on is, and like we talked about this too, of attuning to the future and not the features. And so in your VA business, in whatever business that you're building, it's not, you know, I'm a virtual assistant and I do administrative tasks for you. That's not what it's about. It's about being someone who helps a business owner solve their problems and like thinking through what would it feel like and look like for this business owner when you come in and take over the tasks that make them lose sleep at night. What would they see? What would they feel? What would they experience? And building your business from that perspective. People are not going to be like, oh, cool, I need an administrative task done. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, you're going to save me 10 hours of time during my work week so I can go have dinner with my family again. That's what they're going to buy. And so really tuning your business, your messaging to the outcomes and the transformations and not as much the features. Sales and money are a byproduct of that. So as you go book clients, that is a result of you really leading with the transformations and the outcomes. And another way to look at this too, one of my mentors always talks about this, of like leading activities and versus lagging activities. The lagging activities are the sales, the clients, the income, like all the stuff that we visibly celebrate in our business. But to have that, those are the lagging activities. That's like, if you think of it in terms of harvest, that's when the seed has sprouted and now you're collecting the bounty. The leading activities are the very unsexy, tangible things that you don't yet see or no, intangible, or yeah, tangible things that you don't yet see the results for. So that's, like building your brand and connecting with new clients, applying to jobs. It's all of that stuff that it takes that faith and that vision. And when you are in alignment with your emotional signature and where you're going, that's what it takes to then enjoy the harvest, is planting those seeds, like having the faith, being attuned to where you want to go. And when you can put the outcome and the transformation first and lead with that internally, it will result in your external world. And then the other thing, and this has been one of the most fascinating studies in business just for me in the last month or so, is I have really, and you'll see this in your own business. When you get started, you're like, yes, like those 5K months, yes, 10K months, yes, 20K months. And as you continue to go, your knowledge and your embodiment and your identity continues to expand. And your vision for the future and for what's possible also continues to expand. And then you start to think about, it's like, the people that I want to work with, they value the things that I value. And so talking to, as you continue to grow, as your business continues to expand, is expanding your values and your vision of what's possible for the future, and really talking about that, build that into your brand. And it's this is the study, the part that I found so fascinating, is that as my messaging and my vision, my identity and my values have continued to expand, that is what is also being drawn into my world. And the people who value that are the ones who come in. And it gets easier as your values and your vision expand, in that when I was, this is actually really important for you guys listening in. When I was offering $30 an hour VA services, or like when Mom TVA first started and kind of figuring out the messaging and all of that, it took a lot more effort and energy to convert, like for my VA business, into a client, because the people that I was talking to maybe didn't value or see the outcome as much at $30 an hour. And as my value has continued to expand, my prices have continued to grow. And when it, like I have a 10K mastermind right now, my high level mastermind. What I will tell you guys, this part is absolutely crazy. It is exponentially easier to enroll clients in your business at a higher level, because they understand business and they value the same things that you do. And what this means for you, what it means for you, is that as you continue to expand your vision, your messaging, your brand, that it actually is easier because people value that as well. Like, a couple of conversations in the DM, someone's like, send me the link, 10K, I'm freaking in. And it's because they value that. They are used to investing at that level. And so you booking clients, when you can really calibrate and attune to the highest level of who you are, the services that you offer, you will attract people that value that as well. So even, if you're in the earlier phases of your VA journey and kind of doubting your worth, know that the worth that you dictate and the boundaries that you dictate is how other people will see you too. And value meets value. Like attracts like. Like, boundaries attract boundaries. So as much as you can stand true to who you are, and just like we talked about, when you do have those thoughts, which are so normal, that you start doubting yourself, it's like you choose which thoughts you want to believe. And the more that you can really tune into that forward-facing identity and just how valuable you are, the more you will meet people who also value the same things and who value that you value yourself. And if you think about too, from the perspective of, you see like the CEOs and the founders who have these epic, massive businesses, and you see their confidence is unwavering, it all starts with the choice for them to choose what they value, who they value, who they want to work with. You have a choice in this. You get to choose. I think that was one of the craziest parts of my journey too, is just realizing how plastic, if you will, like plasticity, how plastic our identities are, and that we can shift, you can shift your identity today. You can choose to be the person you want to be in 2024 today. Who you are today does not have to be who you are tomorrow. And you can really attune and calibrate to who you want to be. It's a choice. You get to choose to step into them. So you could literally, yesterday yesterday you weren't sure if you could do business and you're like, oh man, it would be really cool to book a client. Today you choose. I am a six-figure CEO. I'm going to book out my business in 2024. Like you get to choose. It's wild. It is absolutely wild. So it's really your choice. Like, who do you want to be going into 2024? What kind of business do you want to have? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? And that's that. Like, it's done. You get to decide who you want to be, the business you want to have, the legacy that you want to leave. Like, just like that roof or the house analogy. Like, it starts in your mind. It starts right here. And then you can construct the blueprints. You can hire the experts to teach you where you want to go. You get to furnish this beautiful house, but it starts right here with what you want and what you're claiming. And so, really, to shift from side hustle business, side hustle income, side hustle identity, it all starts right here, today, right now. I want all of you to claim it. What do you want in 2024? What are you claiming? Something that's so much bigger than you. And something that's so much bigger than any dollar amount. Yes, the six and seven figure businesses are absolutely freaking amazing. But if all you say is, I'm going to have a six figure business, what does that even mean? Can you attune and calibrate your body to what it means to have that business? What will you be able to do? What kind of memories will you be able to give your children? When you can calibrate to that, the rest becomes the byproduct. I love all of you so much. You are so worthy. You are so wildly capable of the business and life of your dreams, leaving that generational impact for your children. It's done. It's happening. All you have to do today is make that choice. And if you are so freaking ready to have the 2024 of your dreams, I am here to walk alongside you every single step of the way. My program, Mom to VA, it's a 3-month mastermind. I'll come alongside you and help you build your 5K month VA business. We've had over 150 students go through it in 2023. Just this week alone, you guys, it's crazy. We need to celebrate this too. And actually, next week, I'm having one of these people that I'm about to tell you about. She is coming live with me next week, and she's going to be sharing her story. But guess what? Guess what? We need to celebrate this right now. Just this week alone in Mom to VA. Two of my students were able to leave their 9-to-5s through booking out their VA business. Paige, Anna, I'm celebrating you so massively. Paige is coming on live with us next week and she's going to be sharing her whole journey. And I'm calling it now that Paige will also be teaching people someday because the way she led herself through the process of booking out her VA business and being able to leave her 9-to-5 is just, I mean, just amazing. I'm so excited for you guys to meet her and hear from her next week. But that is what's possible in Mom to VA. We've had so many students be able to leave their 9-to-5s, hit that 5K a month or more. One of my students, I want to say probably about 10K months now through her VA business that she started in June or July at zero, all through Mom to VA. So if you do have a VA business on your sights, your vision, you want to go fast, Mom to VA is absolutely where you want to be. Proven process, proven methodologies, proven strategies. You get a private job board with up to 10 opportunities every single day. It's going to eliminate literally hours of guesswork and Google searches and listening to podcasts, trying to piece together different bits and information. You get the plug and play strategies, templates, scripts, roadmap, live coaching calls, your own accountability coach. Like, literally, the program is gold. And something that's really exciting is in early January, I'm also launching a virtual assistant agency with a business partner. We already have two massive industry coaches that want to exclusively feed their students through the virtual assistant agency. The agency, the roster will be filled with students who've gone through my training program in Mom to VA. So, I mean, we're already having, you know, the students have 5K months, but now we literally get to place and pair six and seven figure coaches with you when you've gone through Mom to VA. So just massive. Like, my vision really is to redefine what the virtual assistant industry looks like and what's possible inside of it. Like, you get to build your legacy business inside the virtual assistant industry. And I'm here to help you redefine what's possible for you in your life as a virtual assistant. So if that sounds intriguing, drop Mom to VA in the chat and I can fill you in on all of the details. Like, and I could go on and on about Mom to VA. I'm literally obsessed with it, but I just think, other thing that's really cool. We have a 5K guarantee. So we will work with you until you hit 5K in your VA business. And the investment is like literally a fraction of that. Like, it's such a freaking no-brainer. And then the agency, we are adding virtual retreats in 2024 to Mom to VA. So literally insane. Now, that's Mom to VA. If you are like, I'm building a seven-figure business, then you need to be an Audacious, which is my Inner Circle Mastermind, and it comes with Mom to VA. So you get all the amazing perks and bonuses, get added to the agency roster, the private job board, all of that. But you also get like my whole program vault, and I have a program called Million Dollar Mom, which is the exact roadmap to the business that I've built. And it's like really those high, like six and seven figure conversations, all of that. So depending on where you're at, if you're just getting started in business, Mom to VA is absolutely amazing. You can leave your 9 to 5, like build your dream life, freedom, flexibility, all of that from home. If you're like, I am, remember the magic words, I am, you're like, I am a multi-six, seven-figure business owner. Audacious is where you want to be. And you can always upgrade too if you start out Mom to VA. I've had tons of students do that and they're like, I'm audacious. Like, give me the goods. So wherever you're at, I want you to know that I am literally alongside you every step of the way. Like, my mission is to redefine what's possible in motherhood. You know, the world that we grew up in, it was very much, you know, you go to college, you get a job, you get the raises and the promotions. But as you all know, you are all moms too. When you have your babies, everything changes, priorities change. And maybe, I mean, some of it may, maybe you love having the office job, but I know for me, I'm like, I want more than 45 minutes in the morning with my daughter, more than an hour in the evening with her. I want it all. I will say, I am selfish in motherhood. I want it all. And I have truly found that the virtual assistant industry and just entrepreneurship in general is like literally the way you get to have it all. You get to choose your schedule, the time with your kids, the work that is like literally your life's purpose. And that's, I mean, like, not sugarcoating it. Like, it does take work to build a business. But when it's your life's work and when it's attuned to the generational impact and legacy, it does not feel like work. It feels like purpose. I freaking love this work more than anything. And I love helping other moms have it all in motherhood too. So wherever you're at, I want you to know that it's wildly possible. You are wildly worthy of it. And it literally all starts with the decision today, right here, right now. Who are you going to be in 2024? What do you want in 2024? And don't dim it down. Do you want a multi-six-figure business? Do you want a seven-figure business? What do you want? And then claim it. It's just like the house. It starts here. Then you build the blueprint. You hire the experts to help get you there. If it's a house, you hire the contractors, the drywallers, all of that. And you move through the fear. You feel the fears, the doubts, the what the heck am I doing? But you know, because you are attuned and calibrated, and you have this emotional signature running through your body of what is possible. You know it's possible. You see other people do it. It's your turn. I love you so much. I'm alongside you every single step of the way. Let's go redefine motherhood together.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Brie Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.